Perek of the Dorm, fourth Mishnah. Koinim sheni oise al pi abo, al pi avicho, al pi achi, al pi achicho. If he says that which I make should be also to come to my father or your father or my brother or your brother. In other words, she answers her things that she owns on the family. Einu yochel hofer, also over here, he cannot make a neder. He can't be hafaris nedarim because it's not something in between the two of them, and something she can manage without. Sheini osa picho, she says that what I make is going to be also for you to have, the husband to have an offering. Einu tzach lahofer, she can't do that because it's not hers. Her ma'is yadayim is under his control. He's entitled to it. Rabbi Kiva Imer yofer. He says, no, you can't make a first adon. Shema tadavel of Yosef min haroi. Maybe she's going to make more than the bare minimum, and that extra amount that she does make is under his, is hers. So Mimele, since there are certain things that are hers, and the nether will take effect. In other words, things that belong to him, she can't make a nether to answer him on things that belong to him. But since some of her ma'aseh daim may belong to her, then he can't make a hafaras nedarim. Yeah. He says that you could always make hafaras nedarim because maybe after the divorce she will have ma'aseh daim, which will become also to him, so he can make hafaras, so that should not take effect. Now, there's another problem here. Aside from the problem that she's answering something that doesn't belong to her on him, even if it does belong to her, but it did not yet come into existence. Work that she's going to work in a year from now or a day from now is Dabba Shaloi Bala Oilam. So that's a discussion of the Gemara and the Maisa. In order for it to work, she has to say, my hands should become hektish in respect to the profits that come out of her hands. And therefore, it won't be Dabba Shaloi Bala Oilam. It's the concept of you ask the item itself for in relation to the thing that comes out of it.